Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Good morning, Vancouver.
Hello, Vancouver.
Due to an unforeseen accident, Mr. Luke Meat will not be in doing a noise today.
Nope.
Instead, you have...
The Cobra and the Mongoose.
With Stax Marshall.
Jet Thunder's here.
And we're gonna take you to a time when the women were hot, the beer was cold, and the music just makes you... Want to party hard.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
We'll be right back.
That's my man, Andrew WK.
I always thought that it was Andrew UK and that he was English.
No, he's a good old American boy. And with Party Hard, you heard there. You're listening to The Cobra and the Mongoose with Stax Marshall.
Jet Thunders. And I just do want to point out, it's double X for Stax and double T for Jet.
There you go.
Get a lot of fan mail and they get it wrong.
And Jet's an expat from Calgary, Alberta.
Representing.
Thank you very much for coming down today, man. We really appreciate it.
I'm telling you, you got a fantastic city here in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's good times. I've met a lot of cool people. A lot of people like to party, and particularly the people from Surrey. Shout out to them.
Surrey, word. And that's where we're staying tonight, by the way.
I noticed that a lot of people at the Guns N' Roses fiasco a few years back weren't wearing shirts. Just want to point that out.
The shirtless look is way in. That's
yes.
Damn right. Okay, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we're going to move on to some more music here. We got a band coming up here that answers the age-old philosophical question, what is the sound of one drummer clapping? Of course, I'm talking about Def Leppard. We're going all the way back on High and Dry. The track's called Another Hit and Run. We'll be right back. rising from darkness where hell hath no mercy and the screams of vengeance echo on forever. Only those who keep the faith shall escape the wrath of the Metallion. The immortal words of Judas Priest you just heard there. Rock Hard Ride Free off of 1984's Defenders of the Faith. Very, very good record. Do you agree, Jet?
Mighty fine record. I understand you caught them recently with the reunited tour.
We did. Raw Bad Four costume changes. It was pretty gay.
Sweetness.
Absolutely.
Sweet.
And anyways, you're listening to The Cobra and the Mongoose here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Stax Marshall.
Jet Thunder's visiting here in the studios of the mighty CITR.
Thank you very much, Jet. And, oh, you also heard in that last set, we had a little bit of Australia's Finest, some ACDC.
Got a quick spelling quiz for you there, Stax.
How's that?
How do you spell AC/DC?
I don't know.
I think you do.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
AC/DC. How do you spell that?
Hey, you're right. Except
you forgot. Oh, you got me. You got me. You got me.
Thunderbolt's like a hyphen of rock and roll.
And we just realized there is no Thunderbolt on a conventional keyboard. And we think we need to start a petition about that.
I wrote Steve Gates about this at his computer workshop, and I've demanded a change to the keyboard. I understand in Quebec they do have the Thunderbolt on the keyboard.
Well, that's the only way to keep your keyboard metal. And then we started you off there with 1981's High and Dry album off of Def Leppard, that was, with another hit and run.
Def Leppard, a classic, how do you say, pantomime, charades. You know charades, when we play charades?
Yeah.
Def Leppard is one of those bands that's really good to put down because you pretend to be deaf.
Yeah.
People go, you can't hear me. You can't, okay, second word.
Yeah.
Tiger, you can't hear me, tiger. No, Def Leppard.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
And they get it right away.
All right, we're going to move on into some movie music now because we have a very special tribute coming up here. We have the 20th anniversary of the Transformers, the movie soundtrack. And this is some of the greatest music ever laid down, if you ask me.
Tell us who's on that.
Oh, my goodness. We got some Stan Bush. We got some NRG. We got some Vinnie DiCola.
No,
and then,
no.
Most importantly, all the way from Munich, Germany, we have Lion doing the Transformers theme. We'll be getting to that at about 12 noon, though. Right now, though, we're going to start off with a couple of, I hope, a few familiar tracks for you. And if you can name the film, give us a shout here at 822-2487. My name's Stax Marshall.
Jet Thunder's here, man, in the phone lines.
And here we go.
Guys! drop. You never stop, you can't give up until you reach the top. You're the best in town. Listen to that sound. A little bit of all you got to never bring you down. You're the best around.
Some killer, inspiring tunes there.
There's a lot of powerful messages in that song.
There really was. That was Joe Bean Esposito from the Karate Kid soundtrack, and that was You're the Best. And you are the best, actually, Chet. I'm really glad you're here.
Hey, Stax, it's a true honor to be here.
Thank you so much,
true
man.
True honor, man.
And then, we, of course, we started you off there with a little bit of music from one of my favorite movies in the 80s, Top Gun. Of course, I'm talking about. What's your favorite scene in Top Gun?
I think we were lamenting about this earlier, and I believe it is the volleyball scene.
Well, it just shows the intricacies of the detailed stylistics, scientificness of the game of volleyball.
It's an intricate game. It's like chess with a ball.
And there's no board.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, Tom Cruise, scientist or not?
I think I'd say yeah.
I think so.
I think he knows how to turn stuff into gold, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Party.
Yeah.
Hey, Karate Kid, is that where that Esposito track was from?
That is correct, sir.
I'm telling you, the good days. I'm from Calgary, Alberta, and we used to have a water slide park there called Banzai, and it was named after the tree in Karate Kid. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah. And I remember, I think I tried to catch a fly with chopsticks for a few weeks after
that. Who didn't? It was a rite of puberty, really.
Yeah.
It was a rite.
Yeah.
And a privilege to try to catch the chopsticks.
Well,
fly.
Moving on here. We got it. We got some more movie music for you. Like I said, we've got the 20th anniversary of Transformers the movie. Now, when I was a wee lad, I certainly enjoyed playing with them. And
I unfortunately got stuck with the GoBots.
Oh, you were a poor kid, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, the GoBots were like, we made fun of kids who had GoBots.
That's all right, Stax. I've forgiven you for those bullying days.
I'm really, really sorry about that there, Jet. And we're going to start off here with, oh boy, here it comes. And this is one of the truly greatest songs of all time. This is Stan Bush with The Touch.
You got The Touch! You got the power! Yeah! After all is said and done, you've never walked, you've never run, you're aware. You know the streets, break the rules, take the heat. You're nobody's fool. You're at your best when the going gets rough. You've been put to the test, but it's never enough. You got the touch. You got the power. You know that I'm there.
tune. I dreamt about the sky. Cloudy revelations, unseen by naked eyes. Divine tools of torment will penetrate the sphere. Erupt the rock of angels, bringing final fear. Instruments of destruction to power play. Really matter when nothing really counts. Brave eternal darkness when you are drained of every ounce. And when the nightmare's over, the final from the storm, to dust of all creation, to ashes we transform. Instruments of to foul blades, fire and to rock, existence drifts away.
Yeah.
truly one of the best. Truly one of the best theme songs of all time. That was Lion with Transformers, and you heard four songs off the soundtrack there.
A four-fer.
All the way back to 1986.
Good times.
That was a good year for me.
They were fantastic years.
Yeah.
In one year.
Yeah.
That's what made it so great.
I think it had 52 weeks in it, but
it was a leap year.
Yeah. Anyways, you heard The Touch by Stan Bush, and you heard Instrument of Destruction from NRG. Then you had Dare by Stan Bush again, and then Nothing's Gonna Stand in Our Way by Spectre General. So there you go.
Stan Bush is one thespian.
Absolutely, man.
You're a fire. It's in the blood. It's in the mighty hands of steel. I don't think today's rockers could do such fine poetic justice.
Well said. And you're listening to the Cobra and the Mongoose. This is Stax Marshall.
Jet Thunder's here. I just want to say hello to the Lizard. He called up earlier. He's out driving around. He's a blue-collared man, working hard. He's listening to the Cobra and the Mongoose.
Yeah, you know, the Lizard's doing okay. He's wearing one hell of a green jacket, ain't he?
Oh, is he ever.
Whoa.
He's a chameleon.
Coming up, you're going to hear at 1 o'clock the BBC World Service for a couple of hours.
They rock out those British people.
Well, yeah, it should be prime time, too, because I think it's... What's the time difference in here? And
I know it. It's rock o'clock in England right
now. All right. And then we have 3 o'clock. We got some Rumbletone Radio Go-Go with Frank Rumbletone.
Frank Rules.
5 o'clock, we have the Rachel song with Mr. Thomas Hicks, part of the Necessary Voices Lecture Series. 6:30, we have Sam Squatch's Hideaway, Best in CanCom with Ms. Anita B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Ms. Val Cormier. And 10 o'clock, Juicebox with Julia Saunders. And at 11 o'clock, my man, he called up, Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. How you doing, Hans?
Yeah, right on. I believe Lion is from Germany. Is Hans part of the Lion?
I believe
collective?
Hans is from the collective, yes.
Yes.
Already.
This station's the best. Can I just say that?
Thank you so much, Jet. We appreciate you being here. And we're going to move on into some good old-fashioned British heavy metal. The album blew my mind when it came out, again, all the way back to 1984. The name of the band is Grim Reaper. This is See You in Hell.
See you in hell.
We're getting the party started here.
Yes.
Creator off of Enemy of God with Voices of the Dead. And we started you off there with some Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper.
See You in Hell with the title track, See You in Hell. You're listening to the Cobra and the Mongoose. This is Stax Marshall.
Chet Thunder's here.
At 101.9 FM at CITR Radio in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia.
I'm looking at the big metal clock here, and my goodness, the last hour has flown by like an eagle soaring high above the masses of rock and roll.
It has like become
soaring,
like yes, red like the crimson eye of Cerberus.
Whoa!
There you go.
You've been reading that graphic novel.
I've been reading that long hair stuff that you've been liking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and your hair's looking great. You got some locks happening there.
I've switched from the Pert Plus to a new brand. It's really brought out the highlights.
And what would that be? Well, we're non-commercial radio. We can't say the name of the product on the air, but.
Hey, we got another hello to say. The National Campus Community Radio Association is meeting in town, and when you see those pasty ghosts on the horizon, it's probably an emo kid. So say hello.
And they won't be afraid of you.
No.
And yeah, we got so many people from all over this country in college radio hanging out in Vancouver.
I'm telling you, beat with the ugly stick, some of them, which leads to our next band, I believe, coming up.
We are moving on, yeah.
One of the ugliest dudes in rock and roll.
This is a pretty unattractive band. Of course, I'm talking about Iron Maiden.
The Maiden.
We got Live After Death here, and this is one track I want to play for y'all, is because they didn't play it when I saw them live, and they charged me $56.
Whoa.
To not play this song. And I'm sorry, Bruce, if you're going to charge that much, you better play this track. And, yeah, of course, I'm talking about Rime of the Ancient Mariner.
And the moral of this story is this is what not to do if your bird shits on you. The rhyme of the ancient mariner! We'll be right back.
eyes were slumped. They dropped down one by one. Yeah!
flesh, but it'll never really die. It's kind of like a zombie, or even a Jesus guy. So grab your friends, some instruments, and start a metal band. Think about that, it's a wizard, or rip-off, Iran. We're coming to the end of the first verse. Then comes a breakdown pretty coarse, then the second verse. And yo, I just rhyme, verse with verse. That's because I'm so metal, bitch, where's your fucking purse?
Breakdown!
In this part, it sounds like the singer wants to fight. Don't be scared, the chorus will make it all right. Battle by numbers, 1, 2, 3. Follow these rules and you'll see Cookie Monster vocals of yell like a Wookiee. Battle by numbers,
cookie, cookie, cookie.
Battle by numbers, 1, 2, 3.
This is the gay part
with melody. Even a baby can do it, just give it a try. Sound like me or Metallica or Every Time I Die. I have to change my voice to make me sound mad. If I try to sing clean, it would make your ears sad. This is the gag bubble, and I'll tell you the truth. It's four sweaty ears yelling in a booth. Music really sucks now, poses pretty cool. But compared to Coldplay and Nelly,
in the city metal rules.
Metal by numbers, it's not arithmetic. John Mayer, Kelly Clarkson, they all can suck my penis. Don't be scared, the chorus will make it all alright. Metal by numbers, 1, 2, 3. Follow these rules and you'll see Cookie Monster vocals are yell like a Wookiee. Metal by numbers,
cookie, cookie, cookie.
Metal by numbers, 1, 2, 3.
This is the game part
with melody. Even a monkey can do it, just give it a try. Not be Major nor Metallica or Every Time I Die.
Here it comes. Come on. All right. Are you almost ready?
Damn it, I missed it. This is the moss part. So moss. Or don't. It's your call. I'm too old for it. I just sort of stand in the back and try not to get hit. Watch out for the shirtless white trash guys. They'll punch you and they stink. And look out for the screamo kids trying out their karate kicks. Dude, you look gay-tarded. And look out for the giant Mexican guy. He looks really pissed. I wish everybody would just put their shirts back on. It's kind of gross. Is this part still going? Here comes the lead break. Nope, not yet. Now here it comes. Here it comes. Go!
Metal by numbers, 1, 2, 3. Follow these rules and you'll see Cookie Monster vocals will yell like a Wookiee. Metal by numbers,
cookie, cookie, cookie.
Metal by numbers, 1, 2, 3.
This is the gay part
with melody. Even a retard can do it,
just give it a try.
Feel for Maiden or Metallica or Every Time I Die.
All right, I'm Adrian the...
I don't know if anyone watched VH1's Metal Mania Weekend, where they're showing all these 80s metal videos. Oh, my God. I discovered something when I watched all these 80s metal videos on VH1. If you were into heavy metal in the 80s, guess what? You're gay. Did you know that? You're fucking gay. Those videos were gayer than 8 guys blowing 9 guys. That is how gay... Oh, my God, with an extra dick left over to go in the ear. Woo! Holy shit. All of these videos are like these shirtless or even worse, a vest and no shirt. Yay! Guys with the long hair and they're all sweaty and they're rocking out in a factory that apparently manufactures sparks. Like, that's all it makes, just sparks. And they're just like rubbing bare shoulder blades together, like, yes, you know, just rocking out. And then In the middle of the video, they'll cut to a group of hot chicks miles away from the band. Nowhere near the actual band members. Just posing with power tools in an auto wrecking yard or something, you know. Maybe I'll get the guys in Haircut 100 to fuck me because I'm not going to get any cock from the guys in Jackal with a Y. So. The one thing I really liked about the 80s hairband videos that needs to come back, the one recurring motif were the bands that would rock so fucking hard they could change the physical properties of things. Like they would blow holes through walls for their rocking or, you know, go up to your shitty Honda Civic and go squibbly-doo and all of a sudden it's a sleek Lamborghini. Like, hey, thanks, Night Ranger. That needs to come back, you know, like System of a Down or Queens of the Stone Age have to do a video where they're going, that cheese sandwich isn't grilled, squibbly flabbly doo, and all of a sudden it's a melted cheese. Wow, goddamn, you Armenian geniuses. But that concept kind of jumped the shark with the, remember that supergroup Damn Yankees? Remember them? Oh my God. You had a guy from Night Ranger, a guy from Styx, and Ted Nugent. The Nuge formed a supergroup. And in their video, the police have cornered them in a house. Because they're dangerous. There's a 48-year-old guy from Styx in that band. Arrest him! So, they're just shooting bullets and shotgun shells into the house, filling the house with lead. But suddenly, Ted Nugent comes out with his guitar and squibbly flabbly doo, and the fucking bullets are ping zang. He's deflecting the bullets with the power of his rocking. Oh my God! Wow! Wow! Where were the Beavis and Butthead copycats when that video came out? Just like all across the Midwest. Dude, you start shooting. I'm going to, ready? Squibbly flap, pip, 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 dead. We could have lost the entire mullet haircut in one weekend. Just gone.
Mr. Patton Oswalt there with feeling kind of Patton pontificating about my favorite kind of music, 80s heavy metal.
I wasn't laughing.
I'm sorry to hear that. It kind of hits a little close to home, don't it?
It certainly does.
But what can you do? And then we had some Brian Posehn in there, another funny man, with the metal by numbers. And then we started you off with the 15-minute epic Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. And that just about does it for the Cobra and the Mongoose. Do you have anything to say to the people at all, Jet Thunders?
Well, I'm sad to say that the bells of rock and roll are coming to a chiming end. I just want to thank you, Stax Marshall, for having me on the program here at CITR.
Pleasure was all mine, man.
It's been a blast. It's been really a true, uplifting, and enlightening experience for me.
Well, thank you so much, Jet Thunders. And we'll see you at the conference. And,
see you out there, yes.
And all you people tonight, make sure you go check out the Railway Club. We have Great Aunt Ida, we got The Pack, and Stankmit, our very own favorite Surrey girls.
Ooh,
wrapping
yes.
it up.
Surrey girls.
Tonight at the Railway Club. Come and check it out. It's going to be fun. And we're going to leave you with one of my personal favorite tracks. And it's out of the rare Stacks of Wax out of here on CITR.
You're not playing that song I think you're going to play.
I think I am. Here it comes.
Oh, you're in for this, Vancouver.
Here it comes. Of course, we're talking about Heavy Metal Breakdown by Grave Digger.
Until then, keep
on rocking.
Yes.
I'm Stacks Marshall.
Jet Thunder's here.
Peace. We'll be right back.
Wednesday, June 13th, CITR Radio presents Electro Trash Hop Superstars Stink Mitt. Helltorn Blues Rock Duo, The Pack.
I've been waiting on no one.
And the folksy pop of Great Aunt Ida.
We say won't.
An all-girl band night at the world famous Railway Club. A part of the week-long National Campus and Community Radio Conference's Entertainment Showcase. Tickets are $8 and the doors are at 8:30. Be there